Welcome to Fitness Fridays on the Construction Life Podcast, brought to you by Pure Motivation Fitness and myself, Coach Dimitri, your go-to expert for building strength, energy, and a blueprint for mindset. With over 29 years of body type training experience, coaching men and women to unlock their peak performance, I cut through the noise to give you the real, no BS strategies that will fit your lifestyle, whether you're on the job site or hitting the gym. No gimmicks, no fluff, just science-based back fitness, motivation, and the tools you need to perform at your best. Stay tuned because you're about to change the way you think about your health, performance, and mindset. Are you ready to kick it? Let's go. Welcome, everybody, to the Construction Life Podcast Show. We are bringing you the best of the best. We are bringing you Fitness Fridays here, and it's a beautiful Friday morning. My name is Coach Dimitri Giankoulis from Pure Body Type Training and Pure Motivation Fitness, and I've taken over today.
You are, totally, man. But it's a collab. It's a collab. It's pure.
You got it.
I think it should be Pure Motivation Fitness, Fitness Fridays.
Got it, baby.
That's what it should be, right? But no, I reached out because, and actually you reached out too, right? And we were just talking and we were like going, okay, you know what? I think you know that I've got issues going on. We get older and all the other stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. So that basically makes me think that a lot of other people in the industry have issues as well.
They
stress,
do.
Mindset, all that kind of crap is going on, right?
I do. And I believe that there's a scale, like a sliding scale of how much stress people have. And then based on the individual, based on their mindset, based on what type of lifestyle they're living or goals that they have, they'll either improve and get better or they'll suffer slowly and they'll continuously suffer in silence.
Do you think that the majority of people just keep on adding more and more and just tell themselves, I can handle that. Now I can handle this.
I would say it's a big percentage. And since I've been doing this for 29 years now, I would have to summarize it to 60%. If I had 100 people in a line, especially parents, 60% of them will constantly just, they'll kick the can down the road. You know what? I'll get to it in a bit. Why? Because their kids are the main focus. The work is the main focus. They want to do everything for their family. Meanwhile, they're last. And I keep telling people, if you're the leader of the family and you're the, you know, you're the person that's structuring everything, if you don't take care of you, you're going to crumble.
It's true, right? So you're seeing a lot of that?
A lot. And I'm pumped up and I'm glad that you had me come back here because I had a great experience last time when I was here. A lot of
people.
It's
been a while, man.
Reached out to me. It's been a while. How many years has it been?
I'm going to say two.
Two, okay.
I think 2 years since the last time that you've been in here.
So but 2 years too many?
I think it's overdue.
Yes.
I think it's overdue that because it's the show's been around for 7 years now. So I've seen a lot of people kind of go through their construction life, so to speak. And I think that when you compound the economic times that are going on right now, just this morning I was having a pretty in-depth conversation with a builder, concrete builder, and he was scaring me a little bit regarding some of this shit that's going on in the industry, right?
And from the U.S. and all that.
Well, not so much from the U.S. I get tired of that conversation. I get tired of, I want to talk about our own backyard, but what's happening is he's asking me, what are you hearing? It's almost like I've got an ear to the ground, right? And I think that you're right. With the stress that's happening, the first thing that people give up on is their health and fitness.
It's mind-blowing.
And I'm guilty of it too. It's 100%. Like I'm just... How much time are we talking about, D? Like, what are we talking about?
An average adult needs 3 hours of weight training per week to have a successful, enjoyable, long-lasting lifestyle.
How many hours in the week?
168, bro.
Three of those.
The percentage is nuts. Like, when I sit down and speak to people, let's do the math here. 3 divided by 168. That's like nothing. It's not. It's 1.7%.
Subtract sleep hours.
Yeah. So 1.7%. And even if you subtract the sleep hours, here's an example. Like a female came in to see us a day ago. She's in her late 60s. She said her mom passed away of sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is it's weird to pass
what
away
is,
from it.
What is that?
Sarcopenia is muscle wasting. Being catabolic is muscle wasting. So let's say let's say you don't work out, you're doing lots of cardio, you're not eating enough protein, the older you get, your muscle will atrophy, right? Naturally.
Yeah.
She had an issue where her mom was losing a lot more muscle tissue, probably due to some genetic factor and not exercising and not training.
How old was the mom?
She died at 50, bro. So this lady is in her 60s, and I'm saying to her, would you like to get some coaching? She met with one of my staff, and people just have this mindset of, you know what, right now, I'm not really sure. It's an expense I'm not really interested in paying. And if you think of how crazy it is, when you look at someone's, you know, the car they drive, the home they live in, the expenses they make, their weekend outings, the monthly expenses, personal training for a small period of time is a tiny, minuscule expense to give you a multitude and magnitude of results, especially if you're looking at someone spending, let's say, $1,500 for 2 months of training. Yes, it's going to be a little bit more than you going to a Good Life or whatever club you want to go for access. But if you can learn how to eat properly, if you can learn how to train efficiently, right? Like if anybody wants to start a podcast show and they do it on their own, they're going to struggle. But if they come here and hang around you, they're going to time collapse. Yeah. That's why you hire a coach.
Yeah.
You time collapse what you need to learn. So if they just look at that as an investment and say, you know what? Okay, I'll put this on my credit card. I'll be maxed out for about 2, 3, maybe 4 months. What's the interest going to be? $80? Okay, $90. I'll have 3, 4 months of interest. But if I can get the help I need and get the coaching I need to get the result in a short amount of time, it's worth it. But people want tangible shit. They want tangible. They will go into debt and buy a car that's super amazing because that's a longer investment. Meanwhile, their liver is fatty, they're not sleeping, they're high cortisol, they've got no clue where to start for nutrition. And if you ask the average man today that's 40 plus, can you give me 12 push-ups, like if your life depended on it? They may not.
They're having difficulty with 12 push-ups?
12, bro, 12. And now I'm seeing what's crazy.
In their 40s?
Yeah, bro. And what's crazy is, it's nice because although I have the online coaching program for men over 40, I can help anyone around the world. But I can't really be with them in the room. When they come to the studio in Vaughan and we do them assessment, we go through a movement screening assessment. So other than just saying, hey, how are you? What's your background? What's your goals? What's your fears? Where are you stuck mentally and physically? We say, okay, Manny, let's get you to the wall and let's do a wall arm slide assessment to see if you have, you know, pronated shoulders or if you're tight. Let's do a lunge. Let's do a squat. And I'm 47 next month, and there's guys coming in their late 20s that can't do 12 push-ups. And it's like, bro, I did 60 push-ups.
Are they like rattling? Like they're just,
they're not even able to go all the way down, and
really?
They're not able to
the stretch of it?
Yes. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, I got to get better at it. So I'm learning now as I get older to not be the nice guy. And this was my mistake for the past decade. I was always the coach that was nice and polite and, you know, Manny, okay, no problem. Your percentage is at 39% right now. We can help that. And that's wrong. Because when you go to the doctor,
what are you saying now? Well,
now I'm like, listen, your percentage is at 39. You're in your early 30s. You should be at 21% body fat. So if you don't fix this now, your chance of having a heart attack are really high in the next 5 to 10 years. I'm at the point now where, not that I don't care, but I've been doing this since I was 18 years old, bro. And it's gone like decade after decade. I'm looking at, if I keep getting older and I can improve my lifestyle and I can outrun a 18-year-old in a 100-meter dash and I can outperform guys 20 years younger than me, I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm going to be proud of it now. And I think a few years back, maybe a decade ago, in my 30s, I thought, well, you're in your 30s, you know, don't boast about it. You competed for 9 years, drug-free, bodybuilding. And then I thought, it's okay. But the minute I hit like 45, 46, I'm like, bro, I'm almost 50. So I'm not going to be quiet no more. And I'm going to tell people, you know, I met a guy a few weeks ago on a phone call from the US, great gentleman, successful, lots, like his company's huge, his lifestyle, he travels. But when I spoke to him, I said, listen, sir, you're at 50% body fat. Like,
how old was he?
He was, I think, 49 or like 50, between 49 and 51.
So at 50% body,
yeah,
how much weight is he over?
Well, it's okay with the weight. It's the percentage of the weight. So let's say
to fat,
man, because you can be 195 pounds. Like I'm 195. And if I'm 45% body fat times this by, let's say, 41, that's 80 pounds of my 195 is fat. So I said, sir, I'm going to say this to you with all the love I can, but right now I think you are not as successful as you are, and you're actually in a poor state. And he got upset. He didn't want to buy training from me, and I'm okay with that now. Because again, I'm at a point where I don't care if you're going to take the way I'm speaking to you in a negative tone. I'm a mini doctor, man. When your doctor says to you, listen, you're on the verge of metabolic syndrome. If you don't take this medicine, you're probably going to have a stroke. And right now you're morbidly obese. They have no shame. They're going to tell you what it is. But when a coach does it or a personal trainer does it.
Offended.
Yeah, they're offended. Or, you know, they're thinking, you know, well, you're just a trainer and what you're selling is a service. So I said, listen, sir, as successful as you are.
I disagree by that.
I told them that right now you're in a very poor state and your mindset really needs rebuilding. And if you don't decide to work with me, no problem. But I would rather you be in the low 20s to 25% body fat and be like much more less successful from a monetary value than for where you are now. Because although you have all this success in your business and your growth, you're worried to make an investment for training to take the sludge and the fat in your body, in your organs, to remove that. And you don't understand that this isn't, it's not a luxury. Personal training is not a luxury. Hiring a coach is not a luxury. It's a bloody necessity. And today we're in the market where, thank God, it's gone to the point after 30 years of training that people are actually understanding that hiring a coach and getting personal training help is the new thing. Because you don't want to be 60, 70, 80 and not being able to enjoy life. That's the worst, bro.
Like, you want to be active.
Think about this. When you're young, okay, there's three stages. When you're young, you have no money, but you have the amazing health.
Yeah, I know.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, I've heard
it. And a lot of time. And then midway through, you know, your time is slowly cutting down. You're making money. But when you're older, like when I'm 70 years old, I don't care no more about making the funds and making this and growing. I want to be in Greece, in Italy. I want to go to Jamaica. I want to travel. I want to have my laptop. I want to speak to people, but I want to be fit.
I want to be active.
I want to be able to run and train and swim and not feel like I'm busted up. So I think people have to have there's a big mindset shift.
So what is the mindset though? What is it that they keep on telling themselves? I'll get to it eventually. You just started this whole show with letting everybody know you're less than 2% of your time on a weekly basis
100%.
To contribute, to change your lifestyle, to have an active lifestyle, to have a longer lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just, you know, there's that other saying that's talking about how everybody's got 1,000 problems until their health goes.
100%.
Then they only have one problem.
And then that's what I hate is when I meet people who saw me months ago, like one person that we signed up last week. The guy came 3 times over a period of 6 years. And every time we speak to him, he's getting heavier and heavier. And I said, sir, like, I know that your English isn't really well. I know you've got a Russian background and whatever, but we're not trying to rip you off here. Personal training is personal training. You know, and because people have this mindset of $50 an hour, I want to pay $50 an hour versus 90. Well, we're in 2025. Times have changed. Eggs are expensive now, right? So marginally every year, things, you know, increase slowly. I'm sure when you bought lumber for a home 20 years ago, 10 years ago, it was way cheaper, right?
Exactly.
So when I said to him, every time you keep coming back to me, it's almost like a year or two more, the pricing increases slowly, rent increases, wages, you know, inflation. So
you should just tell them, every time you come back, you're gaining weight.
100%.
You should not leave and I should continuously see you because most likely you'll lose weight.
So now the dude got a stroke. Luckily, it wasn't where the left part of your side.
How old is he?
He's 62, man.
And it's like, still young.
And it's like, why wouldn't you listen when we met you 4 years ago and we told you, get 4 months of training.
He's got some paralysis. He's got something.
His walking, his gait isn't really well when he's trying to walk.
Wow.
His ability to do dorsiflexion, which is to raise your toes up. Typically, as seniors, when you fall as a senior, there's two main reasons. Other than balance coordination, is you don't have the ability for proper dorsiflexion, which is if I'm standing tall right now, I just raise my feet up, the anterior tibialis, like your shin muscles, and the ability for you to raise your toes up gets weaker, and your hip flexors don't get strong because we're constantly bloody sitting. right? So you don't have the ability to step forward. So as a senior gets older, they go to step, but the foot's like sleeping. So when they go to move, they trip and fall. Boom. And how do you fix that? You stand with your back against the wall, shoulders straight, knees straight, raise your toes up 2 inches. Do that for like 10 times, 3 times a day, and you'll have no problems.
So just keep your head, your whole body's flat to the wall.
If this is the wall, I'm on an angle. Okay, yeah. So wherever the cameras are watching me, I'm at an angle. I'm on an angle. My toes come up and come down. Or do some calf presses or, you know, flexions in the morning. But because he didn't pay attention to us, now we got to kind of retrain him on walking. And it's like,
now why? It's physio.
Yeah. And it's like, why wouldn't you just do it now? Like, the minute I have a problem with my body, one, for anyone watching here and you live in Canada, understand the medical system. Because it's free and it's covered through the OHIP, your job is to say, I want an ultrasound and an x-ray right away. Because if you can understand the diagnosis of what the issue is, you can fix it. So when someone says, oh, my back's been bugging me for 3 weeks now. Well, you're a fool. Because if you would have got an ultrasound.
Why would you leave it?
If you find out what's wrong, if you got pain in your elbow and you feel it's tennis elbow like I had, and you get a diagnosis of it, if they say, okay, you have a minor strain or a slight tear in the tissue, if you have a job and you work in the trades, for all these guys who are listening, you're way more susceptible to repetitive stress syndrome. From knees, hips, forearms, neck,
every
shoulder, drywallers, electricians, they're constantly doing this. They're constantly AC joint compressing and they're never rowing. So if you don't work on getting a snapshot of what the hell the issue is, you can't fix it. So when we trace back.
But they ignore it.
When we go backwards, you talked about mindset. So I think mindset's about breaking through excuses. And I got some notes here that I want to break 100%. Down for you. First problem is we lie to ourselves and that kills progress. Everyone lies to themselves and they say the stupidest excuse. I don't have the time. You know what? I'm really busy right now. It's the dumbest, most illogical.
Is that the number one?
It's the number one.
I don't have the time.
I'm really busy and my lifestyle's busy. And it's like I feel like I'm at the point where I want to say you're a fool, but I can't because I respect people. And then I think back to myself, okay, Dimitri, you grew up in a different way. You already had a traumatic childhood, which forced you to become the guy you are. And from a young age, it kind of gave me like a small narrow tunnel. And I was told by myself, well, you got no dad, your mom's struggling, you and your brother are scrapping, there's that tunnel. If you don't make it through by yourself, you're done. So if people keep lying to themselves and keep saying, I don't got time, I wanna, you know, when I have the time, the average person spends like almost 3 hours, 2 hours a day on social media. So if you look at your lifestyle and you do a time audit, and one of my first mentors did this with me when he came to my gym and he said, let me help you change your program. If you don't do a time audit, and literally I have a time audit doc that I give all my members, it's like an Excel spreadsheet, and you got Monday to Sunday, you got 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. at night. That's it. If you're still awake past 11, I don't know, you maybe have a night shift, but you should audit and be like, write down, okay, take the, with a pink marker or the line, say, I work from here to here, okay? I work morning shift, evening, block off when you work, boom. Block off when you take the kids to school or whatever, boom. If you're single, you don't got kids, man, you got no excuse.
No shit, I know.
Then you block out when you want to train, when you're going to put it in. So for you, let's say, okay, I'm busy at work. Monday, it's going to be at 6 a.m. Tuesday's going to be at 8 o'clock at night. Wednesday, I can go for a walk only for 20 minutes because there's no way I can train. Thursday, I'm going to go back to 6 a.m. Friday, take a day off. Saturday, Sunday, I block with my kids. So the first excuse is I don't have time. It's just a lie. What's happening is you're fearing starting and you're using that as a little bit of an excuse as a band-aid because you don't want to face the fear. And the fear is you don't know what to do. You don't have the motivation. You don't have the energy because your body's breaking down now. And now you're like, what do I do? Well, I'll just say I'm busy. You're not busy,
bro. I'd also say you don't see the results quick enough.
But again, small,
consistent. But you didn't damage the results quick enough.
And you need small, consistent action.
Yeah.
Right? And I have a gentleman in our program, right? He started with me last year, started losing weight. Guy named Paul, super dude. Paul, if you're listening, what's up, baby? I love you. But losing weight, had a medical issue, couldn't train because he had to go through a small surgery. And physically, doctors, you can't. But the dude goes, what do I do, D? I go, bro, log your fucking food. Excuse me if I swore. No. Log your food. Call me every day. Let's check out your weekend thing. Weigh yourself. Buddy, drop. He's slowly, consistently dropping weight. Went for the surgery, took some time off, gained a few pounds, came back to me, said, how are we going to do this again? I go, bro, we're going to do it again. Small steps. So now the guy's back to dropping 25 pounds, and now he's going to be able to start training. And his fear was, you know, I don't know what to do. I said, bro, just go to the club, follow the workout, and just go small steps at a time. So people need that. The real issue.
Let me ask you a question, question. I'm curious. Is there ever a time in a human body that you have pain that is not a result of something that's bad?
Yeah, bro. Like me this morning, getting out of my car, my legs are destroyed. I did legs with my Dr. Saman, one of my clients, yesterday at 7 a.m. And here's an example to answer your question. I went to bed at 12:45, so I was busy working.
12:45?
Yeah. And that's my only negativity is...
What time are you getting up?
6:30. Right? Again, there's regular... My average is about 6 hours, 6.5 hours of sleep. I can't do 8. I'd love to, but I just...
I'm 11 to 4. It's not enough for me, man.
So what happens is, even though I told him I was going to meet him at 7, I could have easily texted him and say, hey, man, you know what? Something came up, can't come in. That's where the mindset and my identity came in and said, what are you doing? You're not a fucking loser. You're not a wimp. You went to bed late. Show up and be a man. So I showed up to the gym. I did my workout. We destroyed it together. We left. He was thankful. Then the next day, I could feel the soreness in my thighs. This morning, I'm super sore, but that is a pain that I self-inflicted on myself. So now that soreness reminds me that you're a man of your word. And even though I had shitty sleep that one night, maybe 5.5-6 hours, and technically speaking, scientifically speaking, I should have not have worked out. I still trained, I fueled properly, rested more the next day, got about 7-7.5 hours, so I've healed up. So people need to understand that, one, stop lying to yourself. Two, when you say I don't have time, make a new excuse for yourself.
What's a new excuse?
I'm not organized. And I'm not putting my priorities in place.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Sorry, honey. Sorry, kids. You know what? Daddy is, you know, guys, let's have a meeting. I tell my parents, my dad's in the group, have a meeting, and even the moms, with your family. Sit down with them and explain to them. Mommy or daddy really wants to change their lifestyle. And we're going to make a few different rules here. One, we're not going to buy so much junk food. We're going to buy one junk food every Sunday. That's it. And we're going to share it as a family. Number two, I need my time back. As much as I love you kids, I need you guys to know that in the evenings between 7 and 8, I'm going to be off duty. And if you need me, you go to dad. And then dad does the same thing. Thirdly, as a family, we have new rules here. On Sunday night, you who are 12 and you who are 17, you're going to be in the kitchen with me. And you're going to help me with food prep. Because honestly, I can't do all this myself. And I just met a new client. Her name is Tia. Tia, if you're watching, what up, girl? From Detroit. She watched one of my videos on YouTube. She called me. She asked the receptionist to speak to me. I wasn't available. She said, please have him call me. I called her. Boom, she took action. Boom, she signed up. Boom, she got her app in. She's already working out. Like, that's what I mean. Take action. And I told her, sit down with your family and tell them how it's going to be. Yeah. Kids, she got 3 kids. So when parents don't put the priority first in place, you're lying to yourself. And that subconscious mind, that little, it's like God is in all of us. I don't care who you believe in, which you know, country you're from, your religion. There's a power being. And when you're stressed, that's why I don't believe in the word stress and anxiety, because it's all self-inflicted. I feel it's us.
I agree.
We're not happy with our lifestyle. When you're stressed and you have anxiety, it's because that little voice, that little God, whoever it is saying, Manny, you know you could be doing better. Why aren't you working out? Why aren't you prioritizing your health? And then again, you push it aside. And then you come home, and when you're quiet, you hear that voice again. And that builds up your blood pressure, and that's anxiety. That's your subconscious telling you you're not living the lifestyle that you should be living, damn it.
I just had an idea for you, D. You should create like that little expression that you just shared right now, Manny, what are you doing? You should do that for all your clients. Like, what are you doing? You should be doing better, right? That, and then give it to your clients. And that's the ringtone that when you call them.
I love it.
When you call them, that's what comes up. Your client's name. What
are
you
doing? Do that.
You should be doing better.
I'm going to do that. Or when it calls, if it's going to be, Joe, wake up. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Every
right?
time they hear it, they'll be like, damn, my coach.
But then it will remind them. No excuses.
And according to look, stats, according to the CDC, 77% of North Americans say they want to exercise more, but only 23 actually meet the recommended physical activity guidelines. Do you know what the activity guidelines are? They're so horrible.
Go for a walk?
Go for a walk. You know, you should be able to do 10 push-ups. Between a certain age category, like 30 to 40. Like, it should be where you try to break the norm. Like what I'm trying to do. I told my son who's 12, my daughter 17, the day you guys can beat me in a sprint, the day you guys can do more push-ups than me is the day I'll sit back and say, you know what? You guys are older, you guys in charge. Until then, it's not gonna happen.
They can't do it?
No way, bro. I'll destroy them.
17 and what?
17 and 12.
And they can't do it?
I can out-sprint them. We go to York University every year in the summer, and we practice track. And when my son was doing track and he was running for a team, one tournament, it was cool because I have it on social media. One of the coaches, it was coaches and parents of the coaches run. So for the over 40 crew, the old guys, right? And one guy couldn't make it. So like, is anyone in the crowd want to volunteer? And I'm like, yo, I'm up. And my wife's like, oh my God. So I was ready because every time he practices, I sprint by myself. Yeah. I smoke the house, bro. And I have it on camera. And this was like a year and a half ago. And then my kids are like, damn, we're not going to hear it. And for me, it's because growing up as a young boy, I was in a situation where I never had a dad and I really wanted a father. I really wanted to have someone guide me. I looked at kids with their parents and I thought, I'm so envious. I'm so jealous. Why did God do this? And when my mom told me at 10, like, listen, this is the way it's going to be. She was my, other than Arnold and Sly Stallone and Jordan, the main people who helped me grow through my life, my mom was the one who just taught me, this is the way it's going to be. Wake up. And I'm sure I went through troubles. I know there's people who've been through physical abuse, you know, mental abuse. Immigrants coming to this country have it tough, bro.
Yeah.
But if the immigrant can say, listen, I don't have money for a gym. I got two kids. I'm working at a coffee shop, at whatever it is. I'm going to go for a walk every morning. I'm going to cut out the shitty food because in my mind, my conscience tell me it's not well. And I tell people, look better naked. Look in the mirror. Whenever you have an excuse, stop your talking bullshit. Stand in the mirror. Are you happy? Yes or no? No. What do you want to do about it?
There is no gray area there.
Done.
It's a yes or no.
It's a yes or no. So firstly, we lie to ourselves, which kills our process. Secondly, I believe it's discipline versus motivation. Now, my company's called Pure Motivation Fitness. I came up with the name because I asked three of my buddies when I was waitering at Mr. Greek's. I'm like, guys, I'm going to open up my own club one day. What's the one name you guys would give me? I go, think together. What would you guys use to describe me? And I swear to God, they looked at each other and they're waiting. And then they're all like, pure motivation. And I'm like, wow, all three of you guys said that. Boom. But people need to recognize that.
How long ago was that? Going on what?
When I was 21, I'm 47 now, bro. Do the math. So over two decades ago, right? And it was, and I stuck with it. But I tell people that motivation is the spark that gets you going. If you can create, like I've created, self-injectable motivation when you need it, then you're gonna be a rich person for life. Because if you're down, if you're not feeling well, if your girl cheated on you, your guy, you know, your kid's mad, something happened, you lost your job, if you can say, you know what, that's it. I'm going to go do something different today. I'm going to buy myself a new outfit to make myself feel happy. I'm going to go sign up at a gym. I'm going to go running with my buddy. If you can't self-inject yourself with motivation, now you're stuck.
So you stand there and you just don't continue doing the exact same thing that you've been doing?
No, because I get mad. And when I'm not happy, like when I'm not doing well in change a part course. Of my business, you change course, but you do it because you had enough.
You had enough of the course that you're on.
That's it. And a lot of people, that's when they're like, they want to, and then excuse. They're like, okay, I'll wear these glasses. And I did a podcast a few weeks ago calling, which glasses do you wear? the lenses of fear or courage. And on the spectrum of my motivation, when people have the spectrum of fear, whenever, like if I said to you, Manny, let's grow your business. Awesome. What do I got to do? And you'd be like, I said, you know what? You got to reach out to someone in the US, contact 10 companies and offer them to pitch your show. If you're a person who's open-minded, who's growth-minded, say, you know what? I'm going to put on my lens of courage because I'm afraid. And when I call these 10 companies that are massive, they may fund my program, they may blow my company. I may get rejected. I may get a chance. I may. And if it doesn't work, I'll try again. Those are people who succeed, right?
Yeah.
Elon Musk, his first three rockets blew up.
If you don't try at all, then you already know the answer.
But when you put on the lens of fear, you automatically say, I'm not sure in doubt. And I'm not sure in doubt opens up the podcast in your brain for all that nasty, demonized, and the negative mindset that says, come on, Manny, you're going to call them? Who are you? You got a podcast? This is the US. And then you start saying, you know what? Maybe I won't even try. And that is where 80% of the world lives. So I tell people, motivation is great, but with in the wrong hands, unreliable. Right? In the wrong hands, you can't sustain it for a long time. Successful people don't wait for inspiration. They create habits. And this is where if you're like, D, give me something that my viewers can leave with, because you may be really pumped up. You had 5 espressos this morning. You're ready to go. It's all about looking at your life and analyzing it. And if you don't have the mindset and the capability of being a self-confident and motivated person to say, okay, here's where I am. Here's my financial capacity with where I'm making money. Here's my educational capacity. Here's my relationship capacity. Here is my physical capacity. What's going to change? What do I want to change? If you can grab one of them, boom, and then self-diagnose, say, I need to do ABC, then go pay for it. Go pay for a coach to do it for you. Hire someone like me who wakes up excited to make guys and girls lose fat versus you trying to do it on your own. And that's the problem. People want to save $300 this month, then they want to go blow it on Uber Eats and getting their nails done and their hair and their beards. And like to shave my beard, it's $30.
Yeah.
I could do it myself. But once in a while, I want to go and I want them to clean and make it look nice. They're professional.
Do you have any stats on, I'm still scared about, three quarters of people are they're aware that they need to do this, but only a quarter of them actually do something about it?
I would say it's a little bit more because there's a funnel of, if you think of 3 levels of people, there's people who don't know they need the help.
Okay.
And they don't even know if they don't pay attention. Like there's some people who are so overweight, bro. They just live regular lives. They're happy. Mom and dad, you know, morbidly obese.
This is what it is. This is the mindset, right?
Yeah. Then there's people who know there's a problem, but they don't know where to step or they can't make that move forward. And that's where the biggest lie. And the bottom ones are people who know they have a problem. They know they need the help and they're ready to go. They're ready to make the change. But without someone like me or a coach or a friend or your wife to say, come on, man, do that.
You need to push. My question was going to be everybody that just does it on their own, they go online, YouTube, they go to social media and see everybody that's filtering through there, right? You know how that all works. Like you start looking at game. One. And at what point do they give up? Because they don't have that person that they're reaching out to or they're paying attention to on social media isn't speaking directly to that person.
Nope.
That individual.
It's not customized. 1, 2, you got to understand the person in personal training is really, really, it's a bond that you need to share with a coach and you need to have the right coach because I can train you, not give a shit, take your money and then put the blame on you. Mm. And statistically speaking, if you don't show up to workouts on time, if you don't do the work, you don't log your food. Manny, hey bro, you did 24 sessions with me. You didn't do your work, man. Hey, you want to renew or you want to stay the way you are? That's one personal trainer. The other personal trainer is not going to understand how to help you, but they want the business and the gym will, no, Manny, you know what? You suffered a stroke, no problem. Come on board, let's buy training or you have atherosclerosis, let's get you on board and we're going to work it. And they don't have the experience. They don't have the bandwidth. They don't have the resources. Maybe they're not. They're trying to build their business that they're trying to build so many clients that they don't have the ability to service you. And now you're going to fail. And now poor you, you're paying money. The person said they're going to help you. but they didn't. Now you failed, and now you never want to go back to trainer. Then there's that middle set, and that's where I put myself where I'm at, where they wake up and they're just in love with what they do. No matter how many times I'll sit with my fitness director, Kia, and I'll be like, you know what? What the fuck is wrong with people? Like, we're on a podcast now and I can speak my mind.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? They come into the gym, they call me online, they're 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight, and they ask all these questions. Then they say, well, okay, I'm gonna think about it. And I'm like, what do you gotta think about, bro? If your tooth is bugging, you go to the dentist, he snaps an x-ray, he ain't gonna even ask you to pay for it. Manny, I'm gonna give you an x-ray. The girl at the front goes, your x-ray is gonna be 175. You're like, what the, I don't want x-rays. Well, in order to check it out, we gotta charge you. So when your teeth are mashed up, you gotta fix it. People don't wanna fix it. And then coaches like me are the ones that are gonna viscerally, I'm gonna wrap my hands in your organs and I'm gonna pull you towards me. And when you fail, I'm gonna put my finger in your head and I'm gonna hook you and pull you towards me. And when you fail again, I'm gonna find a way to motivate you. And when you're negative, I'm gonna motivate you. And when you're doing well, I'm gonna support you. But you need the right coach who's gonna constantly see where you are and be able to mirror your lifestyle. That's why I say when you hire a coach, if you're in your 20s, 25, 30, hire someone in that age category because they're gonna be the same with you. If you're 40, 50, 60, and you're not hiring a coach that's in that category, that is married, had kids, had a mortgage, in the midlife crisis relevant. Range, you gotta be relevant because the younger coach that doesn't understand the female or the male, and that, like, I know coaches that don't get what trades people go through. And I spoke to them, oh, you know what? People who are construction, they're just lazy, bro. They smoke cigarettes, they eat like shit. You know, they're not, and I'm like,
how? It's true and it's not true.
But I say, how dare you speak like that?
Yeah.
Because your fucking ass is sitting wearing Jordans in a tracksuit in a nice warm gym. You got a certification. You fucking work out every day because you're not even 30 yet, 40. And you look at people who are outside laying brick, doing construction drywall, and you said they're lazy? Bro, they're doing physical jobs because either they never had another opportunity or they love that industry. And nothing's wrong with it being the trades. It's beautiful. You're working with your hand, your mind, you're accurate. You take tools and you build shit. We need people like that.
But there's risk there to damage their body.
Bravo. So that's right. Where now the trades guy, just like the corporate guy's gonna say, well,
there's risk of them sitting in their chair.
Right.
There's risk. I know of them. Lots of older guys that have been sitting in their chair for decades, and they got all kinds of physical problems.
And then I know guys that are doing the paving in the evenings, and I'm like, they're smelling that fucking tar and shit. They're getting paid a large overtime, but there's a sacrifice. So there's got to be a time and point where coaches can recognize, you know what? This person works differently. They need a little bit more help.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bend over for them. And I'm not going to be afraid when to keep you accountable and to call you out on your bullshit. And that's where now at 47, I just keep getting better. I'm like, I will call you out on your shit, and then I'll cuddle you and I'll hug you and I'll comfort you. And then I'll call you out on your shit again. And then I'm gonna talk to your subconscious when I speak to you. And I'll be like, Manny, come on, bro. You told me you wanted to lose this weight. You told me this. You're making excuses, bro. And then I bring in that solid identity of the Spartan. Let's be a man. Let's man up, bro. So when I talk to you next week, please don't give me the same excuse you couldn't work out.
There's an improvement next week.
And there's a certain way to speak to men.
Mm. Oh, of course.
Certain way to speak to women.
For sure.
Right, so I can have the same conversation with Tia or someone else, and I can say the same meaning, but I'll cover it a little different. And people need that because it's a mindset.
Do you find it like today, now that you've seen so many clients come through or get people come through speak to you? Do you find it unsettling when they come at you and they're not making the decision to take care of their body that you already know that if you continue down this path, these are some of the things that are going to happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you obviously, like you mentioned, the other gentleman that came in and he eventually got a stroke. It's like, this is somewhat preventable. There's a lot of stuff here that's preventable.
Bro, metabolic syndrome is the biggest killer in North America above suicide, alcohol, drugs.
It's above?
Above, okay. Metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome used to be that you have to have four of the clusters, which is abdominal obesity over 40, high triglycerides, cholesterol, high blood pressure, and insulin resistance, okay? Now, if you have three of those, you're classified as metabolic syndrome. all these problems stem from two things. You're eating too much shit and you're not working out, bro.
And you're not exercising.
If you have cancer, it's different. You don't wake up saying, well, I'm going to prevent myself from cancer. You can stop smoking. You can watch what you eat. But I've known people that have gotten cancer that have never touched a smoke in their life and they've been healthy all their life. So it's preventable. But again, it all comes down to the mindset. And if you're looking at, I just did a podcast a few days ago for anyone watching. It's going to be coming out this Sunday. Go watch the five principles of success. And I got it from Tony Robbins. And it was beautiful because there's a success triangle. And in the triangle is your state. We all have states that control us.
Yeah.
Motivation, depression. And in order to improve your state, there's a triangle that supports that. And the base of the triangle is your physiology, the way you move your body. If you're unhappy, if you're mad, depressed, you got a death in the family, I get it. But if you hop on a cycle, on a spin bike, if you go for a jog, if you start lifting weights, if you start doing jumping jacks, if you go for a walk quietly and you move your body, your brain starts to disassociate from the negativity and you're focusing on that form because you're moving your body. Physiology, number one. If you don't move your body from 40 plus to 70, you're going to die early, have a shitty life. You can't have proper sex. And again, for marriages to stay alive, I'm going 29 years with my wife, you got to have proper sex. Now that's the base of the triangle. Your left-hand side is your focus, okay? Are you narrow-minded? Do you see from a wide view or small? Are you constantly thinking, oh, well, I hate my job, you know, I'm overweight. Are you focusing on the negative shit? Where your energy, where your focus flows, your energy goes, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you focus on. So if you're always talking about what's not working well in your life, you're gonna have a shitty life and your state in the middle is negative. And then the one to the right is the one that we all can control, which is your language. So you got physiology, focus, and language. And if...
What you tell yourself?
Yeah, bro. If I'm a trades guy, just we'll talk about the trades guys today. I'm a trades guy. I'm in my, you know, early... I just turned 40. I got two kids. I'm overweight. I'm not happy. I'm a smoker. And then I look at a nice car go by, or I see a nice guy doing, you know, he's doing a rough and I'm doing a rough and he's built... He's tall. I can hear him talking to his kids. He's talking about the weekend when he jogs. I'm like, fuck, look at this guy. Look at me. You know what? I'm too busy. I'm overweight. I'm fat. When you joke with the kids, oh, don't worry. Look at daddy. This is Molson muscle. When you start speaking to yourself and saying shit that's not congruent with where you want to be, buddy, your subconscious just add safe, add safe. Yeah. And then what do you do when that voice kicks in from God saying to you, you could be doing so much better. Why? Why are you cheating on your wife for? Why are you having an affair for? Why are you doing this drug for? Why are you stealing from your work? Why are you eating fucking cookies at 10 o'clock at night with a glass of milk? You're not a child. So those three things will directly impact your state. Now, if you have those three things in place, I love this one, think of a circle around that triangle. And above the circle is your why. And below is going to be your identity. So watch this. If I got all those things kind of in place, the why can pull you even if one of those are falling apart. You don't work out, you're a slob, no problem. You talk positively, your focus in life is good, but your why is so powerful. You want to build a good home for your kids. You want to put them to school. You were abused as a child. Your why is so strong, it'll keep pulling you. You'll keep going through life. And how do I know this? Look at my mom's why. Single mom, horrible lifestyle, never been remarried, never had the love a man could provide her, but her why wasn't going to raise my kids and do very well. That pulled her through. So a lot of people don't have a fucking why. The base of the circle now.
Your purpose, yeah.
Watch this. The base of your circle is the fuel, which is your identity. And if you do not have an identity that you resemble, that you admire, that you aspire to, that you can hold on to, you're done. Because you cannot work out. You can be abusive with your language. Your focus can be narrow-minded. But if you have a good why and your identity strong, those can help shift things. An example for that is, going back to the example of the trades guy, he can look at the other person who's in the same work in a better field and same age, but just looks amazing, looks 20 years younger. And he can say, you know what? That's it. I'm going to build up the courage focus to speak to him. I'm going to have the language to ask for support. And then when he gives me what he's doing as of today, as of tomorrow, as of when I talk to new people on the phone or Zoom, I'm like, yo, when I hang up this phone, you're going to message me fire emojis when you go for your walk tonight. If you tell yourself, I'm changing my identity and I'm going to think differently, act differently, now that's going to propel you. So you go to eat cookies and you're like, fuck, hold on a second, bro. I told myself I'm not this guy no more. I'm going to put them away. Bang. Your identity will force you. You have an excuse and you want to work out. Oh, I want to sleep in. Hold on a second. Does Elon Musk sleep in? Did Michael Jordan play in the playoffs when he was sick? And he was in one of the playoff games. He was sick. The doctor said, don't play. And he still played and they won the game. And he was like, I think he lost like 6 pounds overnight from sweating and stuff. Do people who are successful, there's a core identity who backs them up.
Yeah.
And that's missing in society. And then it's the job of the coach today, if you are a good coach, to bring that into, because it all comes down to mindset again.
But is it a balance? You get a lot of people that start using their life choices, I guess.
There's no, watch this, ready? There's no such thing as balance. Boom. Get that out of your head.
Yeah.
There's no fucking balance because we live in an era where whatever we want, we can get. So
yeah,
if you want to make a lot of money and be filthy rich, bro, you can do it. But somebody's going to sacrifice. So when I say there's no balance, I don't mean a percentage. I mean, you have to understand that there's got to be standards.
I said a balance, but I said it as a, it's another excuse that people give it. So it's like, I'm not going to work out for that 2% of my time during the week. I'm only going to do half-ass job. There's no point. If you're already getting in there and you're committing in there, then go and push. Don't get hurt, but push.
Push. Here's a way to make it last longer. I'm going to talk to the trades again. So if you are looking for, if you listen to this podcast, you're like, you know what? Coach D's right. As I'm nailing this, as I'm roughing in this electrical thing here and whoever's listening for the whole day, they're like, I'm going to do it. You need to set standards, damn it, because a balance will change based on the time of life you're in. And like Tony Robbins says, there's seasons. There's spring, summer when shit's getting good. Summertime, you're making a raise, things are going good, your wife's happy, your kids are winning medals. Then fall comes and winter comes, someone's dying in your family. Someone got let go. Your kid is sick, there's a problem now, what do you do? So now the balance goes to shit because, well, priority, my kid's sick, I'm gonna be that, but that's the priority. But if you have a standard of, listen, my kid is sick and I just lost my job, but I gotta do my workout in the morning still because that's a non-negotiable and that is what's gonna keep me aligned with my guardrails.
Yeah.
So I like telling people, it's a little bit of harder mentality to shift focus on, but hard equals success. A diamond is a fucking rock that's black, that's like shit. But after pressure, after working on it, you get a diamond. So we need to be conformed in a certain way where we have pressure on us to break free. Cause then you could turn back and say, holy shit, I just accomplished that. And when people look for balance and when they look for the ability for the right timing, there's no right timing, damn it.
90%, 92% of people who stick with a workout routine for over 6 months that rely on a habit and discipline, not motivation, right? They'll stick with it.
It's always habit-based. And that's why one thing that I've learned in terms of coaching people in the last 2 decades with my team is we went away from outcome-based goals into behavioral-based goals. And that is something
that makes sense.
Precision Nutrition helped teach me, Dr. John Berardi's program. And you got to put yourself in the mindset of the person. And this is where the fitness industry has soured our reputation because there's idiot trainers that are fucking either on performance enhancing drugs. They feel that everything in their world is lunchbox, weighing your food, fucking protein, gym bag. That's not the reality for the world. So when you tell someone in the trades, listen, bro, you want to quit smoking? Okay. You really want to quit smoking? Yeah. Why? He's going to tell you why. Get a piece of paper. So if you're my client right now, I would say get a white piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, get a fucking magic marker, and then write down 3 big reasons, all in capital Y. Boom. Then I would say, laminate this, fucking put this in your bedroom, make an extra copy so you can visually see it. Number 2, you want to quit smoking. How much you smoke a day? Minimum pack. Okay, awesome. You really want to quit? Yeah, awesome. We're going to do a behavioral habit. Instead of trying to quit like a clown right away, and then the next time someone has a button of coffee, you smell the nicotine like I want it.
Yeah.
We're going to take half your pack, and I want you to break it up in front of your kids and break those cigarettes and crunch. Have your kids break some of them up. So now you're getting them involved because you got to do, you need help, right? And now when you've broken half that pack, let's budget with that half for the day. See how you do. You want to quit. If they can do it for a week, perfect. The next week, let's try the same thing. Let's break four more from that half because you want behavioral habits. Or you say, you know what? Why don't we try just having three cigarettes a day? One in the morning, one midday, one at lunch. If you can build little habits and they can stick to that, now that's progress. You don't tell someone who's 55 pounds overweight, log your food, do this. You say, listen, all I want you to do is log your food.
It will never work if you...
That's it.
Yeah.
So if you give them a behavioral habit and they can achieve the behavior of, okay, I just got to move three times a week. That's going to log what I have. That's it. Yeah. Are you going to worry about weight loss? No. Then they get the habits. And like you said, for the percentage wise, if the habit is there, it's like a stamp or a tattoo. It's going to stay for life. Luckily, people like myself, people who are in the fitness industry, people who are not, who are just into fitness, those habits have become part of their veins now, in their pulmonary artery veins, and now it's part of their lifestyle. So now when I told Nancy, one of my members, are you going to work out when you go on holidays next week? She goes, well, yeah. And then I asked another lady, she goes, no, I'm going on holidays. And I'm like, what kind of dumb answer is that? She's like, what do you mean? I go, you're signing up with me right now. You're investing in your training. You're going to go on holidays in 3 weeks. You're not going to work out.
Why are you ignoring it?
Go on holidays and work out. You're on holidays.
Every vacation place I know of has offering health fitness facilities.
So that's
it's always there.
The problem is they don't have a standard in their life, which they agree to. They can write on a piece of paper. They can hand it to their kids.
But you talk about habits, but do people not realize that they already are living by habits? They're just bad habits.
I like that one, and I'm going to use that one the next time I speak to people.
They do, don't they?
Of course.
They have a habit of how they wake up, what they eat for breakfast, how they drive to work, what they get for the coffee drive-through. They have habits.
Destructive habits will be more addictive than the positive habits, because positive habits take the mindset of I have to make a change and I got to put energy, output, or resources into it. Versus the destructive habit, which is, I'm just gonna scroll on YouTube or whatever it is and waste time, and I'm not gonna go to the gym. And like, I've spoken to members and they've admitted that they can go between 30 to 45 minutes scrolling mindlessly midday in the evening. If you took a 15 minute workout at lunch or you did in the morning or at nighttime and you just did jumping jacks and dynamic planks and you said, you know what? I'm going to go and pretend I'm on YouTube and I'm going to go start, just watch TV, jumping jacks, then back to the floor plank, and then back to jumping jacks and plank. And if you did that for 15 minutes, you'd be so done of sweat and tired. And you'd be like, wow, that was so hard, but I did it. And when you can check off you did it, that's progress. And the only way the human society will last and evolve and get better is with progress.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get better when we're staying the same. That staying the same in life causes deficiencies, mindset, drug abuse, because if you're not making more money, your relationship's kind of the same or shitty, your kids don't respect you, you look like shit, you don't have a weekend routine. Fuck, you know what? That strip joint looks good on the weekend when I'm driving home, or, you know, that food,
they're comforts. Fueling the bad habits. All they're doing. They're fueling that.
And you need to have positive habits or positive people around you. So my coach, Vince, was the best. And he says it to me now, right? When you pay attention. When you pay for something, you pay attention. If you want to buy something that's expensive and you're paying a lot more money, you're going to pay attention right away.
Of course you will.
When it's free, don't give a shit.
You're focused on how to obtain the funds, when you can obtain the funds.
How to pay
it
back.
How are you going to pay it back?
Yeah.
And then the cause and effect and how it feels good to purchase that stuff, right? But everyone is looking at their, how do you rewire that something that's been wired a certain way for so long?
Well, one, there's the 3A principle, and I've mentioned it before here. One is you need to acknowledge the fact that, do you have a problem?
There is a problem. Simple as that. Look at yourself in the mirror.
Done.
There's a problem.
So one, and a lot of guys are stuck there. And that's ego. They don't move to the next A.
Yeah, but nobody's watching right now. You're by yourself. You're only communicating with you.
So if
so
you
stop lying to you.
Let's say someone who's watching right now, you accept the fact that you're not happy with your health. Boom. Second A is acknowledge. Can you do it on your own? Shut up. Stop your bullshit excuses. Can you change it on your own? Yes or no? No. So the next one is advance and take action. Go get help. It's so easy. It's such an easy principle. I've had business coaches ever since 2006. My first clients were my mentors up until this day. Jerry Greenberg is like, you know, my godfather. Whenever I'm stuck and I call this guy, Jerry, can you help me out? And he'll just sit there and he'll give me some advice and I take it or not. But if you don't get help, and nowadays, if you don't pay for it, you don't appreciate it. So one, if you're stuck, have a moment to yourself today when you get home, during your next coffee break, sit down, paper and pen, not the phone, not the laptop, paper and pen, baby, old school. And just start.
You like, connect more when you paper
pen. You connect more. And, yeah. And Brian Tracy said it best, right? Set your stopwatch and hit 5 minutes and just go bang. And just write down, I would like to change the following. And whatever flows in your mind, just go 1, 2, 3, 4. And just don't like the way I look. Don't like my job. And just start writing all the shit that you're not happy with. Don't stop until that stopwatch is done. Now, when you're done that, you can read that. And when you read it, it's like the language now. And the focus is coming into play because you don't have physiology. But the language is, wow, I don't like this. I don't like this. So your brain is getting a new input. I don't like. The focus side says, wow, we're really wide lens here. We're really looking at our lifestyle. So the bottom part's physiology. It's simple. Okay, well, I don't like where I am. I don't like these things. How can I fix them? Pick one and just say, every week I want to focus on one. So if you don't like the way you look, okay, I'm going to like this one right here. And I'm just going to go for a walk every morning. Or before I go to work, I'm going to walk for 15, 20 minutes. Like, bro, if you are working from 5 a.m., till 4 or 5, whatever, and you have a long day shift, you can come home and you can hop on a machine for 20 minutes before dinner comes and you can get it done. So take one of those items, get help on it. If you feel like you can't move forward on it and you're stuck, go get a coach.
You ever meal prep or prep dinner, and obviously there's a time limit, and then you start in your mind planning other things that you can do while you're waiting for dinner to be completed?
You can double up.
Yeah.
And while your dinner is being food prep,
yeah,
you can work on other things in the same time period. You can do food prep and train.
Yeah.
I tell people food prep takes us an hour and a half max every Sunday night. So while something's in the oven, something's boiling in the front, while the kids are opening cans of tunas, you can go do something in between. But you have to be able to call your else. Here's the thing again. If you can't call yourself out on your own shit, you're going to fail. You need someone else to call yourself on that. Now, some people...
You should do it daily?
You should do an audit in the end of your day and the beginning of your day. The beginning of your day...
You should tell yourself.
The beginning of a day is a priming.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, for giving me the ability to wake up today. Someone's in the hospital right now and I'm not. Thank you for giving me 2 beautiful kids. Thank you for giving me a job and then a place I can go to and make money, even though I hate my boss. Thank you for giving me a wife that's still with me. Thank you for, even though my wife passed away, my husband passed away, you're still giving us health. Thank you for that. When you're primed in the morning, and that's why working out in the morning is such a good primer, because it exuberates everything.
Yeah.
When you're primed, it's hard to get destructive. When you're thankful in the morning, it's hard to look at someone who drives by with a nice car saying, fucking asshole, he's rich. You're not gonna see them, because you know what? You'd be like, wow, he must have did something to get that. Before you go to bed at night is where you should do self-check-in. How was my day? What went well? What can I improve in? That's it. What are my lessons? And for me, you know, I will write a little mini journal to my kids in these little journal books. And I write down the time that I'm putting it, the dates. And then I have a hook line. Today was a disaster. And I start off, hi kids, today was a disaster. I had to let someone go. This is what he was doing. If you ever own a business, watch out for this. If you have to make a hard decision, sometimes it's best for the company, for the clients. And then I sign and I leave in the booklet. So if you do that daily, you're in check. But the problem is, again, people put this bloody excuse aside. I'm not going to weigh myself. They weigh themselves on a Sunday morning, then they don't weigh themselves till 2 weeks from now. Well, you didn't do shit for 2 weeks. You ate like shit. You're 4 pounds heavier. Now they're like, forget, I'm not going to step on the scale again.
It's about owning it. That's all it is. It's about owning your decisions, man.
Owning your decisions, owning your life, owning what your future is. And the biggest problem here is, and for everyone listening, especially the dads, because women have a different place in the role of a family.
But we'll get into that in future episodes. Right. We'll discuss all that.
But dads, bro, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. You are the father. If you had a rough lifestyle, fix it, make it better for the kids. Don't make it be spoiled. Don't raise them to be spoiled. No. But fix it and let them know that this is the life that you're trying to accomplish for them for the specific reason. So if your kids are lazy and unmotivated and they're playing games all day and they look like shit because they're eating like shit, well, guess who they're watching? Papa and Mama.
They're following suit.
You can't, it's very rare you're going to have structured, built, fit, organized, disciplined husband and wife, and then kids that are a disaster. It's not going to happen.
They're going to be a reflection.
There you go.
That's it. So, D.
Yo.
I love this. This is a beginning. This is great.
Fitness Fridays,
I want to focus on Fitness Fridays. I want you to share how people can get a hold of you, where do they reach you, your podcast, your website,
yeah, right all now, that stuff. If they want to reach, if one, I would say, you know what, go to YouTube and hook up to Dimitri Jankoulis. If you live in the city of Vaughan or in the GTA and you're in the Dufferin and Major Mac area, we have a beautiful boutique fitness studio. We specialize in body type training, which is different than regular coaching. Body type training is going to look at you and say, hey, based on your somatotype, whether you're ectomorphic, mesomorphic, or endomorphic, there's base principles that you need to understand with metabolism, carbohydrate tolerance, hormonal disposition, and then actual program design that you need for your body type and you. They can come on by, they can get a complimentary. I've been giving complimentary workouts for 29 years in the industry. Why? Because people have this dysfunction of paying for training. So we're like, we're gonna give it to you for free. We're gonna show you what you need. We're gonna assess you. And then we're gonna say to you, you make the decision, right? If you're interested in that, you come to our studio. If you're listening to me and you live in Detroit, Atlanta,
around the
Ireland,
world.
I don't care where you're from, you live in Moscow, visit me on Instagram, coach_Dimitri, or on Facebook, my name is Coolest, and send me a message, man. And I'm happy to send you a strategy call. What I love doing is I love meeting with guys and girls and even couples. And I just want to find out where you are. Because when you get off the phone with me or Zoom with me, regardless if you decide to invest or not, you're going to get some kind of valuable lesson from me. And you won't go through the next day with the same mindset. Because I tell people, I'm a prime example of dysfunctional family, but success because of coaches. If it wasn't for all the coaches in my life, I would be a destructive person right now. Because even the Elon Musks, even the athletes, even the best of the best people.
They all had coaches.
Yeah, man. We can be destructive if we want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's that time of saying, hey, man, I'm in a negative state. I want to fix that. And remember, average is the enemy. Action beats anxiety, and your attitude is everything. If you can think of that and you can follow those principles, you're going to be game. And make sure you share this podcast so people can understand and learn from this good guy right here, because you give a lot of good information to everyone in the trades. And if anyone needs help, just message. The easiest thing you can do.
Just reach out.
Just reach out. No one's going to charge you $1 million for that. No, and if you decide it's good, first of all, you want to make sure if the person jives with you. If they jive with you and you feel you get that energy, do you move forward? If not, hey, go to the next person.
So we're going to do a bunch of shows. We're going to dive deep into it. This was just the beginning.
I'm coming back next Friday.
Yeah, totally. We're going to do this because I wanted to start with mindset, because I think I see it. I watch it. And I've been on sites recently where I see the 20-somethings and I've asked them, I've spoken to them, how many push-ups can you do? And it's a deer in a headlight look.
It's bad, bro.
And I think that you should be, any individual, man or woman, whether you're in the industry or not in the industry, you should be proudly saying, I can do 25, I can do 50, I can do 100, I can do my age.
And it's the most basic primal form
of what did you always strength. Say?
You know, it's the most basic
problem. No, but you always said push-ups don't cost.
They're free. Push-ups don't cost anything.
They're free.
They're free.
That's it.
And people complain.
Thanks so much, Coach D. I really appreciate it, man.
See you guys next Friday. Peace out.
We're out of here.
Welcome to Fitness Fridays on the Construction Life Podcast, brought to you by Pure Motivation Fitness and myself, Coach Dimitri, your go-to expert for building strength, energy, and a blueprint for mindset. With over 29 years of body type training experience, coaching men and women to unlock their peak performance,
I cut through the noise to give you the real, no BS strategies that will fit your lifestyle, whether you're on the job site or hitting the gym. No gimmicks, no fluff, just science-based back fitness, motivation, and the tools you need to perform at your best. Stay tuned because you're about to change the way you think about your health, performance, and mindset. Are you ready to kick it? Let's go.